Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Hello?
Can't hardly hear you.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Janet, we have also?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, are you better?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Mrs. Carey?
Huh?
Mrs. Carey? Mrs. Carey?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Yes?
Yes? Who am I speaking with? Miss Carey?
Is that a bit?
Miss Carey?
Yes, this is Carey and Auntie Doc.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm waiting for you all to join. Do we have Miss Shirley on the line? Do we have Miss Shirley on the line?
Shirley. I don't know. I don't. We can hear you.
Shirley.
5 minutes in with them.
Is Miss Shirley here?
Shirley is here.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome.
Okay.
Loretta?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And we'll call and then I'm gonna go ahead and read the. I have Mom and Pop, Auntie Janet, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carey, Kira, Auntie Dot, Miss Shirley, and Loretta. You want to please? A lot of background noise. Nothing for your game. I'm going to go ahead and read Exodus 9. And we'll give a few more minutes for anyone else that wants to join. 9 talks about the plague and livestock. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back, the hand of the Lord will bring a terrible plague on your livestock in the field, on your horses and donkeys, camels, and on your cattle and sheep and goats. For the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and that of Egypt, so that no animal belonging to the Israelites will die. The Lord set a time and said, tomorrow the Lord will do this in the land. And the next day, the Lord did it. All the livestock of the Egyptians died, but not one animal belonging to the Israelites died. Pharaoh sent men to investigate and found that not even one of the animals of Israelites had died. Yet, his heart was unyielding, and he would not let the people go. The plague of the bulls. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take handfuls of food from the furnace and have Moses toss it into the air in the presence of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over the whole land of Egypt, and festering bulls will break out on men and animals throughout the land. So they took root from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. Moses tossed them into the air, and festering bulls broke out on men and animals. The magicians could not stand before Moses because of the bulls that were on them and on the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not listen to Moses and Aaron, but the Lord had said to Moses. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
We do not have any new callers, so Loretta, you want to go ahead and do the opening question?
Okay. Can you do one more roll call? Well, no, that's fine. I got it.
I can do it.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellums Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight's an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, help us not to get caught up in religion, but to get caught up in the Spirit so that we might have a more effective prayer and to be obedient to you. We want to serve your divine purpose, Lord, and to do what is good and right in your sight. Father God, we ask that you remove all evil spirit away from our prayer service tonight and allow us, Lord, to live in your light and to love that you have for us. Show us how to be helpful to your kingdom. Show us how to live a life of constant praises to you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. We go ahead and do the opening responsive reading. Matthew 19:26. Loretta?
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
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 All right, we're going to go ahead and do our open sessions, and I would like to start with Mother.
Okay, I'm going to read Matthew 18, and it said, true forgiveness. The parable that Jesus told about the forgiveness suggested that showing forgiveness involves a progress. We forgive because we are forgiven. Forgiveness is not a matter of quality, but a matter of the quantity of genuine forgiveness. Regardless of how much or how often we have been mistreated, we are obligated to forgive. Because it will bring us into harmony with one another. The rule and his debtor illustrated the first part of the progress. The debtor owed the king a fortune but asked for the king to be lenient with him. He wanted more time to repay his debt, but his matter took pity on him and completely canceled his debt. The second segment of the story tells how the forgiven debtor deal with his own debtor. Though he was owed a small amount, he had little patience. He demanded the immediate return of his money. We are so much like that man. We have offended God limitless and are forgiven without limit. We won't realize from our debtor and release from our bondage. But when someone has offended us, we are slow and ungenerous with our forgiveness. How often should we forgive those who offend us? Peter thought in number 7 sounds about right. Jesus had a more infinite number in mind. But because Peter seemed to need a number, he allowed himself to be comforted by saying 70 times 7. But the number suggests that we need to forgive as infinity as God forgives us. If we took harmony in our church, peace in our family, and contentment in our community, it is our responsibility as members of the household of faith to maintain harmony. We can help achieve that as we practice true forgiveness. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, everyone. Ms. Janet, would you like to say that?
Got about 3 or 4 more minutes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Miss Janet, would you like to go ahead?
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to share from Healing Promises. Jesus said, I am able. I am also willing. Lord, help. They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, snatching them from the door of death. Psalms 107, verse 19. He had delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood for the forgiveness of sin. That's Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14. It says that your Redeemer has delivered you from all sickness, Jesus willingly came down from heaven to redeem you from a life of sickness, poverty, and death to a life of freedom, health, and blessing. He willingly suffered for you at the cross so that you may walk in the fullness of redemption's blessings, divine health, restoration, peace, and provision. Simply look to Jesus and his finished work and see how much God loves you. You will see how much more God wants to bless you than you want to be blessed, and how much more he wants to heal you than you want to be healed. Regardless of how much we want to be healed or how much we want to be blessed, remember that God wants it even more. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Pops, would you like to share anything with us this evening? Pops?
Oh.
Mom? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I am here. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit about Esther banquet and request. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained the favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, "What will thy queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to the half of the kingdom." And Esther answered, "If it seem good unto the king, that the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him." Then the king said, "Call Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther has said." So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther, "At the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be promised." Then answered Esther and said, "My petition and my request is, if I have found favor in sight of the king, and if it please the king that my petition and to perform my request, that the king and Haman come to the banquet that I have prepared for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said." In the subject of this next episode, Haman intends to hang Mordecai. Then went Haman forth that day joyful and with glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king gate, that he stood up, that he stood not up, not moved from for him. He was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he had come home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeres, his wife. And Haman told them the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced above the princes and servant of the king. Haman said, moreover, yesterday the queen did that let no man come in with the king into the banquet that she had prepared. And tomorrow I invited into her also with the king. Get all the available. Get all that available me. Nothing so long as I see Mordecai, the Jew, sitting at the king gate. Then said Zeres, his wife, and all his friends under him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou and make ready with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he called the gallows to be made. Yeah. We talk about Esther. Esther, Haman plotted against the Jews. And Haman had paid so much money for the Jews to be killed. So, because Haman, he hated Mordecai, because Mordecai was standing in the king's gate. Mordecai wouldn't move and wouldn't get up when Haman come by, and that made him mad. So, Esther invited him and the king to the banquet. And he went to call all his friends and his wife. He thought he had been promoted with the princes and all the rest. And so he wanted to kill a gallows of Mordecai. In the meantime, he's so pretty and everything, he disobeyed the king when he sent for her. So the king had to depose her. Then Esther, she became the queen. And she looked good to the king when he saw her. And Esther, she went to the king. And when you go to the king, if you don't be called, you're supposed to be killed. But she went in that the king calling her. But the king looked on her and saw that she looked good. And that's why she wasn't killed. Mm-hmm. And look what Haman said. If it please the king, let it be written that they be Lord. And I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business to bring it unto the king's treasure. And Haman thought because he's going with the queen to the banquet that he was all right with the king. But it's a lot about Esther, so I had to cut it over there and say, amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you for that, Pop. Auntie Betty, would you go next, please?
Yes. I'm going to read out of the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 22. And David spoke unto the Lord the word of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of his enemy and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower, my refuge, my savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compass me, the flood of ungodly men make me afraid. The sorrow of hell compassed me about. The snare of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation of heaven moved and shook because he wore wrath. There went up the smoke out of his nostrils, the fire out of his mouth. The coal was kindled by it. He bowed the heaven also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon the cherubim and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. And he made darkness prevail around about him. Dark water and thick cloud of the sky. Though the brightness before him was coal of fire kindled, the Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty. I'll go next, and I'm going to read some story by Gloria Copeland. Watch what you say. The fruit of your confession. If you don't like the way your life is going today, you can change your tomorrow by changing your words. Few people realize the power they release just by speaking words. Proverbs 18 talks about the power of the tongue, both for good and for evil, and how we can unleash that power to affect good in our lives. A man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, and with the consequences of his word, he must be satisfied, whether good or evil. If you don't like the way your life is going right now, you are going to have to change. You see, God isn't going to change. The devil isn't going to change. If the world changes, it's only going to be for the worse. But you can change. You can begin to spend more time with God as you draw closer to him in prayer and in his word. Your lips will begin to speak right words that will bring good things to pass in your life. We know that our words have the ability to affect our futures because the scriptures say our tongue determines whether we reap death or life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it, for death or life. You can cause either blessing or cursing to come into your life through your tongue. With that one little member of your body, you can set into motion spiritual laws that will affect the course of your life either for good or for evil. It's up to you to discipline your tongue and cause it to agree with God's word. When you speak God's word, you bring good into your life that neither the devil or nor the world can stop. Now, you can understand why he who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself from trouble. Troubles can be the bitter fruit a person must eat or the unpleasant consequences a person must experience when he doesn't discipline his mouth to agree with God's word. The Bible says, a fool is someone who speaks whatever is on his mind. A self-confident fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to himself. Amen.
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 Amen. Beautiful.
Okay. Miss Shirley, would you go next, please?
I'll pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
I'll pass.
Okay. Miss Kira?
Okay. I'm a listener tonight.
Okay, no problem. Auntie Dot?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gate, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up, the cry of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set stone of judgment, the stone of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall profit their love be. Peace be within their walls and prosper within their palace. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will speak thou good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Okay. Loretta, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes. The reading is from Our Daily Bread, and the title is Joining the Family. And you can get the reading out of Galatians 3:26-4:7. And it goes on to say, those of us who have joined the family of God may refer to that time as the happiest moment in our lives. When we trust Christ for salvation, we become God's children, and he becomes our Heavenly Father. The Bibles assure us, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. As God adopted children, we acquire spiritual siblings, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we all share an eternal inheritance. In addition, Jesus' Spirit indwells our hearts and enables us to pray using the name Abba, Father, like a child calling Daddy. To be a child of God is to experience the closeness and security of a Father who loves us, accepts us, and want to know us. Our adoption into his family is a wonderful homecoming. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, so move right along in our lessons. The sick and the shut in. I'm going to turn that back over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Heavenly Father, we bow and worship and praise before you, and we apply the blood of Jesus over our family, friends, and loved ones, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Miss Wanda, the Moody family, Jessica Smith, Charles, and Val. Calvin, Aveline, Erlene, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Latanya, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, Uncle Oliver, Mary Lowe, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Angela Burns, Terry and Jerry, Rochelle Bessler, Sedaria, the Norris family, Vicky Hussman, Michael and Denise Moody, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Wells family, Ruth Edwards, Rayco family, Lenny and family, Eddie Tipman, Janet Williams, Valerie Crockett, and anyone else that we're not aware of. Please give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward and help them to remember that you are in control. For we all call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing throughout all of our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Thank you for that, Sarah. Okay, we move over to our birthdays for November 2nd through, is it November 6th?
I think it's the 8th.
7th. November 2nd through the November 7th.
Is it the 7th? Okay.
Yeah. I have.
No, it's the 8th. It's the 8th. It's actually the 8th. Uh-huh.
Man.
Okay, November the 2nd through November the 8th, I have Chelsea on the 5th, Stanley on the 5th, Rosalind Jenkins on the 6th. Is there any other birthdays in November 2nd through the 8th?
Excuse me.
I have Pastor Dale, June 4th. I'm sorry.
November 4th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Dale. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Miss Kira, would you like to sing a happy birthday song for him?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, all right. Happy birthday. Awesome job.
Awesome. Good job. Okay. Well, now we will do roundtable, and this will give everyone a chance to hear what's on your heart. It can be a prayer, a song, or anything that you're celebrating in your life. We'd like to start with Mom.
Okay, I'm going to sing my song.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. In my way, oh dear Lord, precious Lord, linger dear. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. Hold my hand, let thy song take my hand. Precious Lord, lead me take my hand. Rest your Lord and lead me home. When my dog is appealed and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, God my feet, hold my hand, pick my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
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 Awesome. Thank you for that, Mother. Okay. Miss Janet, would you like to share any new news?
Did you call me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I would like to share for my devotional. The subject is Matched, Prayer for Prayer. The background scripture is Psalms 149, 5 and 6. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. This is a little story about a young lady who left home and her mother who prayed, and their prayers met. It says, waving only intended to skip one day of school, but friendly strangers offered her a ride, and with each mile she traveled, the more difficult it became for her to turn around. Her parents, thinking that she had been adopted, almost immediately began to search for her. Several times they thought they were close to finding her, only to have their hopes dashed. Still, they never quit praying for their daughter. They prayed that God would send his love to Wavy and that he would protect her. And they never quit believing that each ring of the phone, each delivery of the mail, might bring word that their daughter was saved and well. One day, Wavy did return. She told of writing hundreds of letters to her parents, never mailed. Still, she did bring one of the tear-stained messages home with her. She had written in part, this is what it says, I love and miss you more than I could ever explain. I am ashamed of what I've done. I pray every night that God will send you my love and take care of you so that one day I will see all of you again. Throughout the time she was away, Wavy's prayer for her parents had been nearly identical to that of her parents for her. Let us remember from this story, never quit praying. Never quit believing. God will answer your prayers and the prayers of someone who is praying for you. Let us never give up on praying. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Auntie Janet. Pop, would you like to say anything else to me?
Yes. Love at Calvary. I'll read the conclusion. Okay. It would be promised for favors to end understand everything that everything about God. Oh, the Jeff, the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding out. Romans 11:33. If we could completely unpack him, we would cease to be God. That the thing that revealed it for us to be blessed by the secret thing belongs unto the Lord our God.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord which we revealed it belongs unto us and to our children forever. Deuteronomy 29:29. The testimony of Scripture indicates that the Godhead can neither be separated into the God, nor merged into one person. These three in one not only created us, but devised and implemented a plan to save a lost world from sin and restore us to paradise. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Auntie Carrie?
I pass.
Okay, Kira?
You pass.
I pass.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Auntie Dot?
I pass.
Okay. Miss Shirley?
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty? Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to try the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world has made a change? Father, tell your son, time is winding up. Father, tell your son, time is winding up. Father, tell your son, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world has made a change? Mother, tell your daughter, time is winding up. Mother, tell your daughter, time is winding up. Mother, tell your daughter, time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world has made a change? Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. Can't you just see how this world has made a change? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Amen.
Awesome. Praise the Lord.
Loretta, would you like to share anything with Dr. King?
Just a quote. It goes on to say, I once was an outcast, a stranger on earth, but I've been adopted. My name's written down.
Amen.
You're all son of God through faith in Christ Jesus. God's arms are always open to welcome anyone home. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and move into our assignment for next week. And what I understand, we're going to start on page 2, back over. Okay, so. Am I ready? As for the opening responsive reading, is it Mom and Auntie Betty?
Oh, you're back on the first page. I didn't
understand what you're saying.
Yes, page 2.
Page 2.
Yes.
Ready, Mom?
Uh-huh. And don't get no more of my paper and write them. Sit down, because you see them on the phone.
Okay, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, page 2, starting with the opening responsive reading. I have that for Mom and Auntie Betty.
Okay, page 2, okay.
And the facilitator for the lesson, I have myself, Angela. And then for speaker A, I have R.T. Carey for the bold and Ms. Shirley for the italics.
Right.
Okay. I'm going too fast. Now let me know. For speaker B, I have Auntie Dot to read the whole section.
Okay.
Okay. And for C, I have Loretta.
Okay.
Okay. And D, I have Auntie Janet. Okay, and then for E, I have Auntie Betty again.
Auntie Betty?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
You say E?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
E
baby.
As in Esau.
And then for the birthday greeting, I have Mom. And for the closing, I have myself and Pops. Pops, I'll do the bold and you do the other. Okay.
Amen.
Any questions?
Amen.
Okay. All right, well, we'll go ahead with the closing responsive reading, myself and Loretta. I'm reading Ephesians 6:10.
Oh.
Finally. Huh? You got a question, Mom?
Yeah, I thought you gave me the closing, man.
Okay,
I'm here.
Okay.
You
ready? Are you ready, Loretta?
Yes, you want me to do the ball?
Season 16.
Are you busy?
Season 16.
Okay.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggles is not against flesh and blood,
but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Amen.
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 And amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I'd like to thank everyone for participating and attending today. Before I read the conclusion for the prayer line, does anybody have anything else they would like to share? Okay, if you'll please bow your heads. This prayer is titled, Thank You for Your Promise. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We come to you with a heart of thanksgiving. We thank you for all the good things in our lives, for you are the creator of all those things. Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence is the fullness of our joy, and in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we are glad to be here. Father, we thank you for your plan, that we might have a full life and enjoy it and have it in abundance to overflowing. Father, we thank you for your provision, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in all areas of our life as our soul prospers. Father, we thank you for your protection, that your perfect love casts out all fear, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that passes understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us through all the storms that come into our lives. Father, thank you for our life and your presence in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, everyone, have a blessed week. We love you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love
you. Love you all.
Bye.
Good
love
night.
You too.
Bye.
My head for true caressing relieves pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move. I'm hesitating.